Blog Talk Radio.
Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. We'd like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about thinkbigradio.com. Have you spread the word today?
Big Day, ThinkBigRadio.com. Listeners, Big here, your host tonight. Hope you're all doing well. Continue to support Think Big Radio. Before we get started today, I'm going to make a couple of quick announcements. Now, for those of you who have already been our guest on ThinkBigRadio.com, you can email us at programdirectorthinkbigradio@gmail.com. to find out what we got in store for you guys. It's going to be available up until December 31st, 2017. Just a little hint, you got a commercial, get it to us. You want to do an insight, not an interview, make sure you film 10 to 20 minutes. All the information will be in that reply email. For those of you who follow us as well on our different platforms, we have Mondays We Mentor, mondayswementor.com. And that is a platform that you are only going to get blogs on Mondays by different experts. Okay, so I want to let you guys know we have a great guest on here tonight. This guest comes out of Chicago, Illinois. Her name is Candace Harris. Candace Harris, can you please say hi to our listeners?
Hello, everyone. Good evening, and thank you all for tuning in and joining me as I invade the ThinkBigRadio.com platform. I just want to let my host know that I am extremely grateful to be here, and thank you so very much for having me.
Oh, we believe me, we scour the internet for people of your talent and of your passion. And before we even move further, let's share your contact information. We want to make sure that everybody can find you in the beginning of the show, the middle of the show, and even at the end of the show.
Most certainly. So I am accessible on all social media platforms. I'll start off with my website. I'm available on the web as well. And my webpage is www.securemyfuturenow.org. And I'll repeat that. That's www.securemyfuturenow.org. Or you can access me or access and learn more about me on the social media platforms. I'm available on Instagram at simply securemyfuture. The same for Facebook at Secure My Future. And then we're also on Twitter, and our URL or our username there is Secure My Future and the number one.
Okay. Now, how about telling our listeners a little bit about yourself, like, you know, where you're from, large family, small family, and then we'll get into the interview.
Most certainly. So I was born and raised on the west side of Chicago. I come from a fairly large family. I am the oldest of five kids. My mom has three girls and two boys, me being the oldest. And I grew up on the Chicago west side, 14th and Colon, to be more exact and precise. I've resided out in Bolingbrook for about 6 to 7 years, and I am currently based out in the Joliet area as of now.
Okay. Joliet, boy, that's a long ways out. I remember being out there.
Yes, it is. It's far away from everything, so I'm looking to move back closer towards the Chicagoland area, and I'm hoping to do that move and relocation sometime next year, hopefully before the summer is my goal.
Okay. Well, yeah, as long as you don't do it in the winter. I know about those Chicago winters, being a native myself.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Those winners will leave you frigid and wanting to call in and exhaust all your PTO.
You're right. That's it. That's it. So tell us a little bit about securemyfuturenow.org. What made you, get involved with this?
What made me get involved with that? That's absolutely a great question to ask. Well, it was a series of different combinations which resulted into me starting this organization. I'll give you some background information. Secure My Future was formerly actually Opportunities Unlimited Outreach. I started that nonprofit organization when I was the tender age of 21. And growing up and coming from a household where I was raised and led by a single mother that did the very best that she can, and just growing up and watching a lot of my relatives' lives be claimed to gun violence and having some challenges of my own, initially what prompted me to want to have a bigger stand and voice and hand in my community. I myself was a youth at risk. I ended up having my first and only child at the tender age of 16, getting pregnant at 15, which eventually resulted into me dropping out of school, being lost, not knowing exactly what direction I wanted to go in initially. I initially had hopes on being a registered nurse, and I had wanted to be a nurse ever since the tender age of 2. So I continue to struggle with, me being switched over to wanting to do something different. But what ultimately resulted into having the concept to even start a nonprofit organization initially is when I reached the lowest point of my life. I had lost everything. I lost my car. I lost my apartment. I was sitting in my second apartment, knowing that I had an eviction notice on my door and that I would be having to force to vacate the premises within like 20 days or so. And I sat there and I asked God, is this it? Coming from my background and all the things that I had experienced, I asked him, is this it? I don't know what to do. And I remember crying. I cried myself to sleep on the floor. And I woke up and I kind of felt renewed, but I didn't know why, because I was still in the same predicament. Of course, a miracle did not occur overnight, but I started thinking about different things that I can do. I've always been a nurturing person, more of a motivational speaker. I would always encourage people despite where I was at in life. I always had a voice and tried to guide my friends to do better than me. Even at the time that I was in, I would always be that type of voice. So I got the idea to start an organization to help other youth that didn't know. Growing up, I was kind of displaced from my mom, and I eventually became a ward of the state. And I'm very grateful that my grandparents stepped in and intervened. It was a lot of caseworkers along my way that told me that I would one day be something. Even though I didn't believe it initially, I knew as I continued to grow that I had a greater purpose. So I got that plan from God, and I'll say that with all of the confidence in my heart, because it was not me alone. I could not have done it without him. And within a matter of conceiving that actual thought and that idea, I prayed on it. I didn't know what to do, but I moved forward with it. And before I knew it, at 21, I was starting my own business, contacting people and networking and getting support. But that enough wasn't along, because at that point in my life, I wasn't confident in the position that he had chosen me to be in. I had a lot of self-doubt, asking why, and I'm not good enough, and looking at my circumstances and not necessarily looking at what the overall picture would be in the end result. So needless to say, Opportunities Unlimited was kind of a failure, not because of my efforts, but because of my lack of confidence. But I stand here to tell anyone out there listening today is don't be afraid to fail. Be afraid to not try, to not get up and do it again, because you will learn in whatever endeavor that you encounter in life that failure is a requirement of success. So it took my past failures. I could have gave up and said, I failed with Opportunities Unlimited. It didn't do what I wanted it to do. So I'm just going to part ways then. But no, I wasn't ready to do that. So what I did instead was I reinvented myself, and then that's when I came up with Secure My Future. And when I created Secure My Future, I promised myself that that person that had doubt before will move forward in pursuit of this new journey fearless, and that's exactly what I've done. I'm proud to say that Secure My Future has been in existence for a year and a half, and we've done more this year than I could have ever imagined. We just celebrated our second annual Back to School event. We have two signature programs out that is extremely buzzing. The name of my favorite is geared more so towards the male youth, and that's called Boys to Men. And it pretty much provides them and teach them the fundamental principles and key characteristics of manhood via hands-on and engaging workshops and interactions. So I'm in love with that program. I'm totally invested in it. I'm still adding more and more components on it to make it exactly what I want it to be. And outside of that program, Secure My Future is another signature program of the Secure My Future organization. And I created that in the mind of young women because I knew me, myself personally, I struggled with a lot of self-confidence and some self-esteem issues. And I feel like it's important to remind our beauties and our young women that nothing and no one can define their beauties. So this is pretty much like a self-esteem workshop that pulls and brings out the best in young women and instill core values that are necessary for them to be productive and confident citizens.
That's beautiful. You said so many different things that, you know, I want to touch upon. And one of them was when you got to your lowest, you cried and you prayed, and when you awoke, you didn't really know why you felt better. You just knew that something was going to happen. And then I like the fact that, you know, not only did you first start with that prayer at what you felt was your bottom, you also then asked for answers. And so that enabled you to get started with something. You know, and that's what really matters, that you started with something. And then you also knew that this wasn't something that was a fly-by-night. This wasn't something that was going to make you a millionaire in 90 days. It was something that fulfilled you. And I think that, you know, one of the reasons that draw us to you here at Think Big Radio is just the tenacity at which you went by your things, and, you know, from your website and then, you know, all your different pictures, you were smiling, and then the different write-ups and things that especially coming from your background that still enabled you to move forward. Now, I also know that we all have role models. Did you have any role models in particular, or was it books? Was it mentors? How did that come about in shaping and giving you that strength to also move forward?
I had, like, people that I adapted to in my career life. One person in particular is Brenda Weatherspoon, and she was a manager in a company that I'm still currently employed at right now to today. And when I came in the door, she just saw the drive in me. She just saw something differently, and she would remind me of that. You know, she would tell me how great I was and constantly encourage me to push myself to do better, not just in my career at my current position, but also on the outside with doing more for youth. She would support me in all of my endeavors. Outside of her, more publicly, Oprah has always been an inspiration of mine. I'm one of those people that sift the internet for, like, all of these different quotes and see how they can provide substance and apply them to life. So Oprah is definitely a role model of mine, and I hope to someday be the modern-day Oprah. That's one of my goals. I see myself in the very, very near future being able to tackle that platform, and I hope that I can get an interview in the near future sitting right on her own network. But definitely Oprah contributed a lot. But nobody like God, though. I'm just going to remind everybody that I did not get here alone. I did not get here. I did not get here coincidentally. It was intentionally. He strategically selected me, and where I would ask him why back then, I don't ask him why. I just say, what you want me to do now? You know, I'm not asking why because I know why. I know that I'm more than enough. I know that I'm more than capable, and I know that he's my source, my strength, and my redeemer, and whatever I've asked for, I've gotten it. Like, originally, I didn't even have the business mentality to know about, you know, starting my own business or what sources to utilize to make it actually a real thing, but he triggered something in me, and everything that I wanted in aligned to his purpose, because it has to be aligned to his purpose. It's not what you want to do and when you want to do it. You have to move when he says move. And when I tell you that God has been my GPS, he has been my GPS. And to all those people out there that may be unsure or uncertain about where they should get in life, or maybe not feeling confident because they don't have degrees and everything, there is no degree higher than a G-O-D. A Ph.D. cannot top that. So when you put all of your trust into God, then any and everything is possible. And that's the point of my life that I'm at now.
I'm glad that you were even able to go through that breakthrough and, you know, assist the people the way that you are, and by putting him first. I'd also like for you to kind of tell us what separates, like, your nonprofit from the other existing nonprofits, because, you know, there's a lot of nonprofits that just pop up. What makes yours, you know, that's part of that significant?
Our workshops and programs are tailored to our unique participants' needs. It's not something that's just forced. It's not anything that's just recycled. And I claim myself to be a 21st century nonprofit because I'm just that. And, like, a lot of times people want to apply certain things to how it was back in the day, but we have to understand that times have changed now. Our children have changed. They are being programmed by social media. Different things that didn't affect us back then are affecting these kids now. So I'm mindful of that, and I take that into consideration when I'm planning out my workshops. They're all unique, and they're custom to those children's needs. Just our ability to understand, and me being on the back end, being able to relate. You know, I come from a broken family. I was in a neighborhood, you know, that where drugs were prominent, where gangs were prominent, where all type of things went on in that environment. I've had relatives that were a part of gangs. I've lost two nephews within the last 2 years, the youngest being 14 and the most recent being last month, in the month of September, and him being 24. Wow. So I've seen the devastation that these gangs, the social media, and these other underlying contributing factors are playing, and how they're playing a part and plaguing our community. So we're different in the sense of our approach. I'm an ordinary individual, but what makes me different is my extraordinary desires for positive change and success. I'm addicted to success. I'm addicted to overcoming the odds and defying statistics, because I have. Statistics said that me being a teen mom, that I would be working, making a job, and paying me no more than $9.35 an hour. That's not true. You know, so that's what separates us, is that I engage and I incorporate other like-minded individuals. I'm not just having someone that's degreed in psychology trying to force a book and their practices down the throats of my youth. I'm actually taking people off the street that are actually undergoing these circumstances to talk to these youth. They have to be relatable to what these youth are going through, or the message that they're delivering is going to go in one ear and out the other.
Right. You know, it's funny when you told us where you live, and I kind of envisioned in my head where that was. I know what it's like, because I actually came from the same area and lived maybe a half a block from the park. And then I think you lived on the other side of the park within a half a block, or maybe even right there. So I know that, you know, at your age and my age, that, you know, I probably, you know, hung out and had fun in the park there with your parents. But I know what it's like, especially even back then, you know, the gang violence. I lost a friend who The first friend I ever lost was actually, I think I was in fifth grade, you know, and he was in fifth or fourth grade. So, yeah, I know that area very well and the things that that happened there. And for you to even raise a son, you know, in that area. And as a single parent, what do you really think that, you know, your son needs? Or what types of things are you teaching your son? Because I remember in earlier conversations, you know, of course, we always have conversations before and after the show, that you were kind of had some concerns about that. But, you know, it appears that you are actually solving those. Can you tell us a little bit about how you as a single female is doing the things to make sure that your son is a stronger man?
It's extremely, extremely difficult. There is no guide when it comes to parenting. I rely on God a lot for my strength, but one of the most important things that I try to teach my child is independence, resilience, and accountability. I always let him know that you are responsible for your life, the outcome of your life, the decisions that you make have consequences, whether they're good, bad, and indifferent. That's one of the things that I try to enforce and instill in him. And as I had mentioned to you, you know, off record, with me being a single mom and raising my son around nothing but like a lot of women, I started to see like a lot of what I claim, quote, fatherless child syndrome, where, you know, he started to have like some feminine ways and mannerisms because, you know, he was around nothing but women. So now, you know, it's like the nature part that's kind of raising him. And I would see him, you know, wanting to slack off or not really take pride in like his schoolwork. So it began to get challenging to me. So I had to step up as a mother and say, you know what, I'm a single mom. I have been since 15, and I still am currently at 29, and I'm more than grateful for my support system, but that's not enough. It's my responsibility as his mother to go and find a man within an image that I feel is successful enough for my son to find and to see as an ideal role model and bring those attributes to him. And that's one of the other reasons that I started the Boys to Men program. That's really pretty much how it was conceived as well, is because I knew if I was struggling as a single mom that there's other women who kids' father aren't in their lives, so they're going through the same problems as well. And I don't care what women say, they always say, oh, a woman can raise a man. Yeah, there are some success cases out there, but there's not as many success cases as there are unsuccessful stories. So I felt obligated to go and find different men to, you know, come out and step up. And I challenge these men, you have to step up, because I solely believe, and this is one of my quotes that'll probably go down with me in history, but we are responsible, and the success of our youth is dependent upon our efforts. So I have to put forth the effort to go and get ideal role models, men, and not just guys that have been to college and, you know, pursued that type of course and that aspect of lifestyle, but guys that have actually been through it, that can look at him and say, you know, I know what you're going through as a boy. I know why you're being lazy now.
Wow.
But let me tell you, you know, how to overcome that and what you can potentially do different. So I found him some mentors. I've befriended some men that, you know, I've trusted, and I asked them to, you know, reach out and talk to him. They reach out, talk to him, follow up with them, get him involved in programs. He's in basketball. So I go out of my way all the time to make sure that I'm a woman and I can only provide him with so much. I honestly can't teach him how to be a man. And even with my Boys to Men program, I coordinated it. And I wasn't the facilitator, though. I knew that it was a man's job, that they needed to be up in front of these guys. So that's what I do, and that's what the Boys to Men program is about. It's about getting men to step up and to support these young men in their pursuit of becoming actual men.
I'm glad that, you know, being young and realizing that there was things that you needed and that you also had to reach out for support, because there's so many times that people don't reach out. They want to pretend that they're an island and that they can do everything. And, you know, and it gets hard for people who, you know, try to do everything. But and then just thinking about your young man and knowing that, you know, he also needs, you know, men in his life. You know, it's like if I was raising a daughter, I definitely would have some of my trusted you know, lady friend, spend time with her and, you know, do the things that she needs to learn as a woman that she can't learn from me, you know. We're at that point in the show that we've been on for a minute, and we just want to make sure that you can share your contact information for those who may be listening and for those who will be listening in online or the archive versions. Can you please share that
again? Most certainly. Yes, most certainly. The number one way I would love for everyone to stay in tune with me outside of the Facebook platform is by really going on to my webpage, which is www.securemyfuturenow.org, and it's spelled exactly like it sounds. And again, that at web address is www.securemyfuturenow.org. You can subscribe and you will be able to stay current with our most upcoming events. If you'd like to donate and contribute, you can do that as well. We also have our trademark t-shirt line there. In addition, check out our gallery and everything that we have to offer. And if you're interested in volunteering, you can submit that inquiry on the webpage as well. Outside of that, I'm available on Instagram at Secure My Future, Facebook at Secure My Future as well. And then for Twitter, it's Secure My Future followed by the number one.
Yeah, that's great to have a social presence. And what I would like to also do here, Ms. Harris, is, you know, invite you to take a look at some of our different interviews and the areas that they may be from. We have a large number of people from Chicago that you could partner with right now that are doing things similar to you, you know, so that way you can, you know, kind of formulate a strategy among them. You know, everybody that comes on Think Big Radio, they have this helpful heart, and they don't mind partnering or sharing knowledge and ideas, and that's pretty much what this platform was built for, not just for the experts that we have come on from time to time that are known across the country, but for, you know, also people who are becoming, you know, that they're growing into who they'll be, and even those who, you know, are established, whether they're famous or not. So we do appreciate you for coming on the show. Now, normally at this time of the show, we have listeners who sometimes want to make a statement or make a comment. So the first thing I like to always tell them is press the one and the pound sign and your hand will raise. So for anybody who may have who's been listening a while, and then for those who always come to join us, you guys know what to expect. So what I'm going to do now, Ms. Harris, is I'm going to say the first six numbers of a phone number, and then hopefully they'll either have a statement or a comment. So I have a number here, 704 area code, with the first three numbers being 756. So I have a 704 area code, 756. If you have a comment or a statement, say where you're from, your name, and you're on the air live right now. Okay, and sometimes I'll wait about 3 to 5 seconds because it takes a little bit of time for them to actually hear. So I do have a question or a comment from 773, and that phone number is 368. So 773-368, please state your name, where you're from, and you can make your question or your comment.
Hi, my name is Jay Crossfront. I'm from Chicago. As you were talking, I went on Facebook to look it up, and I seen the event that you just had that just passed. I want to say congratulations, and I don't know how it turned out because I didn't go, but I like what you're doing, but I do want to know, where are you in the city?
Thank you. Right now, I'm not permanently based in the Chicagoland area. As of January 2018, I will be based in the Chicagoland area. I will be doing programs in partnership with the Franklin Park District, which is located in the 1400 block of Colon.
Okay,
what two main streets would that be near?
That is two blocks from 16th Street, and I believe that the next major intersection or the street it's like 14th Colon in a trip area surrounds the entire park district, so that's where I will be located. The back-to-school event that you're commenting on, that was our most recent event that took place on September 3rd, and I hosted that on the 1500 block of South Kennett. And thank you for looking at
I'm on
Facebook.
The south side, so.
Oh, you're on the south side?
Yeah, I'm in the Bronzeville area. So if you ever want to collaborate, I just had a, depending on what you teach, I wouldn't mind reaching out and connecting with you.
Yeah, most definitely. You have full access to my business page on Facebook. Send me a message, and I will be sure and more than happy to link with you. I don't want to limit my organization to one area. Of course, I want to concentrate in a specific area, but I am definitely open to collaboration and moving around to the South Side area. I have relatives in that neighborhood as well. So anything that I can do to contribute to whatever you have going on, please take advantage of it, and I'll be more than willing.
All right, thank you, and good luck on your future endeavors. This is a great thing that you're doing.
My pleasure. Thank you, and I appreciate your support, and I hope to be in touch with you.
All right, well, we do definitely appreciate our listeners, and we love to have our listeners come on. I recognize that name, so for those who don't know Mrs. J. Cross French, you definitely want to get to know her and the things that she's also doing in the city of Chicago.
I know a young gifted hustler. I'm sorry to connect you off. That name just registered with me.
Oh, yeah.
She's the youngest hustler is her platform. So I am aware of her. And congratulations to you. I think you're doing a very beautiful thing in the community. And I love to collab with you on future expos. I know that's some of the things that you do in the community.
Well, she's off the air right now listening. But so that's good that you recognize who she is, and for her to also give you the thumbs up on what you're doing. I'm sure that you guys are going to be doing some big things out there. Now,
yeah,
I also have a phone number here, 954-297. So if your number is 954-297 and you have a statement or a comment, just basically say your name, where you're from, make your statement or your comment. You're on the air live line. Okay, so that person may just want to listen. Once again, 954-297, name, where you're from, statement or comment. Or question. Okay. We do have a number of listeners, but I'm going to just ask one more, and then we're going to continue with more of the interview. This listener's phone number starts with 615 area code, 615, and your first three numbers are 290. So if you have a comment or a question, please state your name, where you're from, and you can address Mrs. Candace Harris. 615-290.
Hi. Yes, my name is Mildred McCants, and I am in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, which is right outside of Nashville, between Nashville and Chattanooga, Tennessee. And I just joined in, so I haven't had an opportunity to hear much of the broadcast.
Okay.
But I'm loving what I'm hearing so far.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in.
Okay. So, Candace.
Yes.
I want to address one of the topics at this point, and it appears that now more than ever, with all the different things that's going on across the country, that we really need to focus more on why these things are happening. And so why don't you tell us your take on gun violence and what solutions that you may have to offer?
My take on gun violence is that it is a systematic, I believe that gun violence is really, we all know that it's causing extreme devastation, and I refer to it as a genocide upon a race. And I believe that these youth have been programmed to hate one another and to hate themselves, and they don't properly love themselves. A lot of them are conditioned and desensitized in the sense that it's easy for them to walk up to their fellow brother and pull a trigger and can care less about, you know, where they would potentially be, you know, here, if they're going to be here today or gone tomorrow. I think it's a lot. They're killing for a lack of knowledge. A lot of them are out here killing to be seen just because it's cool to be a part of a family maybe that they never had. I believe that there's multiple contributing factors to it. Drugs is definitely one of it. It's a lot of new street drugs that are out there that are corrupting and affecting the thought process behind a lot of these killings. And I believe ultimately it's just them not knowing themselves and loving themselves and not knowing any better. I also believe that when they tore down the projects and allow for these kids to be dispersed, you know, and taken out of their comfort zone, it increased a lot of fear amongst these people, and that's probably one of the reasons they're walking around the city strapped. But though the problem is what it is what it is. The problem is that the increase in gun violence in Chicago is ridiculously high. But what I have as far as solutions to kind of offset that is different programs where they're actually being engaged, where they're being reminded of how special that they actually are. I have different components that are associated with my program that will actually let them feel in real life the experience of what death is like. One of them in particular is a morgue visit so that they can see that it's not just about, you know, that you're going to be in jail, but right here on this metal slate is the end of all ends, you know, to kind of open up their mind. So what I like to do is put them in real life situations and experiences. That's really how you tell what a person is capable of doing and what their reaction would be or how beneficial your solution is. So it's to take them throughout real life experiences. And I don't know all of the solutions, and I don't want to portray as if I do. And that's why I'm open to listening to more about what they have to say. You know, a lot of it I know as well, to kind of like go back to like the problem is like a retaliation. It's a domino effect. You kill my brother, I'm going to kill your brother. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like that game, and that it's just a vicious cycle at this point, you know. And it's a pride issue. People don't want to be embarrassed. They don't want it to be broadcasted on social media. So what I hope to do is to be able to talk to more youth, get in their minds, and I want to know what would help them from their perspective to grow beyond these circumstances, or what will really cause them to put the guns down. I feel as though it's like adults and people wanting to help. We can want to help as much as we can, but these kids and these youth really need to be on the back hands of these solutions, because anything that we offer really isn't going to be effective if it doesn't affect them or if it's not relatable to what they're actually going through. And, I mean, I'm very sensitive when it comes to gun violence. As I mentioned, I've lost two nephews. I just lost a nephew in September in broad daylight to gun violence, and he left the Chicagoland area to find better for his life. He moved to Indiana, and he came up here for his mom's 50th birthday. And his death was just a result of someone, you know, not liking him. He had a little bit of money, and they wanted to take it, and they were hating on just the fact that he left the city to do better for themselves, which they could have done, but that wasn't enough for them. And they shot my nephew like an animal in broad daylight three times, and he was killed in front of his brother.
And that's just something that, like, I live with daily. Like, it broke my heart. It broke my spirit. And I had so many different emotions just getting that phone call, learning that my nephew would no longer be with us. But instead, I desire to turn my pain into passion and just when I was kind of, you know, doing more things for girls as well and trying to mix it up, really put that concentration on repairing the minds of our male youth.
You know, I hate the fact that a lot of times we have to go through different facets of pain in order to make a difference. And I think that sometimes that we need some type of pain to really move forward. I've had friends killed. I had a gun. Actually, one of the things that changed my life was when a gun was pointed right to my face. And I realized at that moment that I never wanted someone to experience that, because it's almost like a hopeless, helpless feeling, especially when you're young, because you're always thinking about things that happen in the news or you're going out to do these things. But when the shoe is on the other foot, it really hits home. And for you to even, you know, have the program where you go and you see these people on the cold hard table, you know, just like you expressed it, I think that'll really put a change. And then I do know how it is when a person leaves and then they come back and other people feel as if they couldn't leave, or they feel as if, you know, that person may think that they're better than them now because they don't have to feel or be a part of, you know, this struggle that we have with male identity and with egos. So I definitely, you know, want to assist in any way that I can or that we can here at Think Big Radio, putting you in contact with different organizations and different people that we've had on the show from that area to assist you with that, because it's, you know, it's always a sad thing. Death, period. But, you know, death by means other than, you know, natural causes is just something to really be concerned about. You know, I'm glad that,
like,
you
I said,
really...
it's generational. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to cut you off. I was just really saying that this generation is really on the verge of genocide, and I can't stand back and I can't be silent, and I'm not afraid of controversy, and I don't care what I have to do and what I have to sacrifice. And I know I'm not capable of saving the world, but if I save one person and that person can create a domino effect and save someone else, it's like, you know, caring for a garden. I may be responsible for planting a seed, but it may take for you to water it, whereas it may take for this person over there to provide the light, and then this other person to provide the shelter and be tedious with trimming it. So I just really want to lay down them seeds and shower it as much as I can with love and genuine passion with helping these youth that there is a better way to live life. There are things that you can do. A lot of them are discouraged by their circumstances. They can't get jobs. They're felons. What are they supposed to do? What means of survival do they have if they can't provide for them, for their families? So there are so many different underlying factors, but again, the deeds and the acts of, you know, redirecting the minds of these youth, it will be done, and it's going to start with resetting them, because you can't program good qualities into a broken and tainted and polluted mind. It's going to have to take for them to reset themselves. And me, myself personally, I believe that it's in life, it's not about finding yourself. It's about recreating yourself. And I'm a prime example of that. I never missed the opportunity to recreate myself. Who I'm interviewing, the person I'm interviewing with today, I guarantee you, maybe by next month or a couple of months ahead, is going to be a better person, because I'm constantly reinventing myself. I'm allergic to complacency, and I refuse to stay the same. And I feel under the same guidance that I was given, and some of the elements that I have in other people that I know that are out there that genuinely want to help, that we can together, we can change and make change and move forward with a healthier way of living.
Can you please share your contact information one last time? And then if you had any, like two steps or three steps that you could share with our listeners on what it takes to be successful and what it or what you have that helps you create your success. Can you share that with us real quick? Contact information and, you know, two or three steps to your reaching the success that you've reached for your life.
Sure, most certainly. Again, my contact information, I'm available on the web at www.securemyfuturenow.org, on Instagram at securemyfuture, on Facebook at securemyfuture, and then on Twitter I'm available at securemyfuture and the number one sign. And just because I'm a personable person, anyone that wants to reach out to me and connect with me off the line of social media platforms or going through my website, you're more than welcome to dial me directly, send me a text message. My mobile business line is area code 630-755-1350. Again, that is 630-755-1350. And in regards to the steps that I've taken to success is acknowledging that nothing is impossible when you have faith in yourself and when you have faith within God. Step number two is being confident within yourself. No one is going to support you like you. Don't get deterred by the lack of support of others that may be on social media. Maybe your post not doing high in numbers. None of that really matters. It's all about consistency, remaining true to who you are, believing in yourself, and really just being your own cheerleader. As I mentioned earlier, the third step and something that I pride myself on is the ability to recreate yourself. Nothing in life stays the same. Everything in life has an evolution. Everything evolves. We're constantly growing. We're constantly changing, whether you want to adapt to it or not. Never remain too frequently within your comfort zone. Do not be afraid to step beyond your comfort zone and to take risks. And last but not least, one more prime piece that I'd like to leave you with is that failure is a requirement of success, but giving up should never be optional. Never give up on your dreams, never give up on your desires, and remain true to yourself.
Candace, it amazes me I can't say that it truly amazes me because we really grew up in the same area, and there's so much over there that you had to be there. And it didn't matter how old you were because some of the same things continue to happen. And, you know, we all want everything to be to get better. But I really loved your point as we spoke of earlier. You know, we have other different platforms you're welcome to submit some things on. But it's at that point of the show where we're winding down. So is there anybody you'd like to thank?
Yes, most certainly. I'd like to thank all of the viewers that took the time out their day to, you know, come and support your platform but ended up hearing me and staying throughout the duration of my interview. I want to let you know that I appreciate you. For anyone that's ventured onto my platforms to find out more information about me or commit to link with me, I appreciate you. To all of my genuine supporters, to my family, to my mother, my grandparents, my son, most definitely my son, I love you. Everything that I do is for you. All of my family and relatives is really too many people to name, and I'm so sorry if I forget anyone directly, but I love everyone, and everyone that knows me knows that I'm genuine in that aspect of, you know, loving people. So if I miss anyone, I'm truly apologetic, but all of my glory, my honor, I deserve no credit for nothing that I'm doing. I'm just truly God's foot soldier, and first and foremost and last but not least, I should say that, I want to thank God for equipping me with this vision, for continuing to push me and provide me with all the resources and linking me with the like-minded people. I will forever say it, that I am nothing without them. And I appreciate you guys for allowing me to gain exposure on your platform to come and share my story. And just for all of you out there that may like some things that I'm saying, I am in the process of writing my book, my very first book. The title is The Evolution of Her, and I'm hoping to have it published by my 30th birthday, which is April 2nd of 2018. So stay on the lookout for that. And, again, I appreciate you all.
Ms. Candace Harris, we'd like to definitely thank you for taking time out of your day, coming on our platform, sharing with us your knowledge, sparking some things and some of our guests to also think big. We'd like to thank you and also welcome you to our Think Big Radio family. Our family is your family. And for those of you out there who are listening in, thank you. And with that said, we're out of here.
Thank you all. You all be safe. And until next time.
You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.